Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coffee Talk with Shell, where there's always variety in life.
Hey everyone, it's Shell again. I'm just going to, I'm still going to do a short little segment here, talk about setbacks and comebacks. It kind of ties in with just thoughts personally in my life right now going on, along with, football playoffs. But I just want to tell you off the bat, I apologize. I am still under the weather. So this is going to be another short and sweet segment. And I really hope that the setback turns into a comeback by next weekend. I feel so bad because I had planned to do the whole 2-hour show tonight. I told y'all last weekend I would. But I realized that I have to take care of myself first and get well. And that's what I want to share with you on a personal note. This about past year or so. It's been going for about a year now. Well, I guess technically it started June, so I hadn't been a year, but 6 months. I'm trying to do my math here. I'm getting sidetracked. Anyway, not a year yet, but since June basically started where, I joined, bear with me here. It's kind of about health and fitness and stuff, you know, and New Year's and goals and all that. And I was thinking about this, like watching the Cowboys lose yesterday. I was really sad. And then I started watching the Saints game day, hoping they'd win since my Cowboys lost. And I was thinking about, you know, so many analogies that apply from sports, especially football, but any sports, to life. And it made me think about setbacks and comebacks and with New Year's resolutions, you know, just happening recently and all. So I've been having this ongoing setback off and on again, and it just hasn't gotten resolved yet. So what happens is last June I decided to try out Camp Gladiator for free, and I didn't make it very far. I think I only did, I can't remember if I did one or two workouts back then. I think I only did one, and I thought, okay, you know, it's a fluke. It's Texas. It's summer heat. You know, you sweat a lot. You're outside. And I ended up getting really sick, like for 2 or 3 months, like it took to finally really cure it. And it turned out that on my backside, I got like cellulitis. And I remember going to the ER thinking, I'm really sick. I don't know what's going on. And when the ER doctor first told me you have cellulitis, I thought he meant cellulite, which by the way, there's a huge difference, cellulite. I wish it was just cellulite. Anyway, it's like more like just imagine a spa treatment getting rid of cellulite. But cellulitis can be really serious. Like if you don't get over it, you can end up in the hospital with IV antibiotics, which sometimes I get scared and worried about. So because I have an old high school friend, Jamie, that knock on wood, he's been doing better last I heard. But he almost died from cellulitis on his leg, and he was in the hospital and like a nursing home type rehab treatment facility for a long time stuff, you know? And anyway, I'm glad he's doing all right. I hope, I think, last I knew. So, all right, back to my story. So, long story long, I did the Camp Gladiator like one session in June, and then I got really sick, and they were like, oh yeah, because you're sweating outside and stuff, and it turned into cellulitis. So, you know, I was on at least 2 rounds, maybe even 3 rounds of antibiotics and prednisone pack, you know, steroid pill pack and Medrol pack, whatever you want to call it, generic brand name, whatever. But since then what's happened, and I'm so confused about this. So that's when it started. So I switched to the local recreation center / gym late July, early August. And it was a birthday gift. You know, take it easy indoors and start with yoga, work my way up to Zumba and pound class. Pound class, like the full drumstick workout, body workout class. And Zumba, you probably know, like Latin dance music exercise, really fun. And yoga, I love, I call the stretch class because I do the kind of lighter yoga classes. It's usually how I start my week out. So it's kind of confusing here. So, been doing all that, but for some reason, pretty much since June, off and on again, I've been on different antibiotics almost the entire time, Like every time I get well, it seems like a week or two later or less, I'm sick again. And so the main issue along with that cellulitis on the backside is, yeah, cyst in my ears. Like around Christmas time, my ears were bleeding, and they've been doing this pretty much since the cellulitis on my backside in June. And then I'm still confused because I feel like it's connected, but the doctor's like, oh, it's probably separate ear issue and skin issue. I'm like, the timing of it makes me think there's something connected. So anyway, well, I wear a headset full time for my full time job, y'all. And the doctor's like, well, you know, just don't wear a headset anymore. I'm like, if I don't wear a headset, I don't have a job. I need my job. That ain't going to work. So, and I'm still waiting on an ENT referral, which reminds me I have to call tomorrow. And I think it might got slipped through the cracks, you know, because of holidays and stuff. Because before Christmas, when they told me you've had cyst rupture in your ears, well, initially they told me left ear, and then the next day it bled in the right ear. I was like, yep, I had another cyst rupture, both ears. So I've had these ongoing, off and on again, cysts. It's basically at one point or another, some kind of a cyst. It's like either the cyst is developing or developing, I can't talk, or in the ear or bursting, and then another one comes. Like even yesterday I was like, oh no, my ear bled again. Like, are you serious? So they even at this point gave me this antibiotic cream that I've been putting in my ears that I thought was healing it, and I seem to be doing a lot better. But then I've just had another setback. Like I hurt my back again recently, and it kind of sprained it, honestly. It kind of sucks, but it'll be all right. So I'm just so confused. But my family doctor insists on referring me to the ENT, and I keep saying, are you sure I don't need a skin doctor? Because I've had the cellulitis issue as well as a cyst in my ears, and it's so confusing. And then I got scared because when you get injury, you know, like even sprained back or whatever, you're more vulnerable to, you know, illness, and I have a weak immune system. So not the strongest. So anyway, I guess I'm also asking for your prayers, but I mean, I've had other setbacks, and then not long after or longer thereafter, whichever, depending on each setback, I've had great comebacks. And so I guess I'm just frustrated and ready for a comeback on this. You know, I'm ready to be well again and stay well, because I guess the major setback to me is not just getting sick over and over again, but that I was trying to get better. You know, it was like, here I am trying to improve my life, going to work out, going to exercise, eat better, do better. And then it just seems like every time I try to do something to better myself, I have another setback. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm not alone on this. That's why I'm sharing this. I know everyone can relate. It's called life. We have all had setbacks, but we've also all had comebacks. So I'd love to hear your own stories of what's a setback as well as a comeback story, or wherever you are in your life, if you're currently in a setback or currently in a comeback stage of your life, or if you want to share a story of a cause-effect of setback and the comeback cause-effect of a story from the past, I would love to learn more and hear more and get inspired and encouraged right now. So congrats to the Rams, my dear friend, actor friend, Omar Miller. He's a Rams fan. He went to the game. So I tweeted him when the game was starting yesterday. Said, my boys against your boys, Cowboys versus Rams, Omar, game on. And anyway, he replied after the game saying, you know, it was a good game, but the right team won, because, of course, his team won. But sadly, I have to admit, even though I love my dear Cowboys, my home team, and I love Dak Prescott, he's actually my favorite player on the team right now. He has been for quite a while, a few years now. Since he started, basically. Well, sadly, I know there were a lot of flubs, but I don't think it's one player. I think it's teamwork. I think the blame shouldn't be on one person. I think it should be on all. It's just like a win, you know, win or loss. I think it should be cause effect for all. But I do feel frustrated for them that they weren't able to pull it off, especially because I grew up from the old stadium called Tech Stadium. I grew up like a mile or two from there. I used to work there. And I was so sad when they exploded it, you know, literally did a demolition and exploded it, take it down. It was so sad. But anyway, the old stadium. So, yeah, so I don't know why, but it's been forever since the Cowboys went to Super Bowl. Not just like win a Super Bowl, but just go to Super Bowl. And I can't remember the last time they got further than the second playoff game. It's the weirdest thing because they do well and they get in playoffs and they get the first playoff game and even sometimes the second playoff game, but then that's it. I don't know why that's just where they've been stuck for years. They can't seem to get any further than that second playoff game. So I just feel frustrated about that. And I know many fans do, but so at this point, I'm just kind of waiting to see who goes Super Bowl, but you know, Saints is my next team for, of course, the reason, you know, my home state of Texas, and then there's New Orleans not far away and all that good stuff. But I am curious to see who goes to Super Bowl. And, of course, Patriots. I love Patriots because they're my soldier friend's favorite team. So, and on that note, I'm going to play this song here in just a moment that I always play every week for my military friends. I dedicate it to the soldiers and military and all their loved ones and all the veterans as well. And a thank you to each and every one of you for all you all do for us. And a special shout out to First Lieutenant Emmy. I miss you, sis. I love you. I'm so sorry I don't feel good. And please give my love and hugs to all the soldier friends, all of you, and your canine partners too. I'm sorry I don't sound that great. But again, it's a step back. I'm not giving up. Well, one step at a time. I guess I'll go follow through the ENT referral and may try to see if I can get a dermatologist referral also, because I still feel like I need to see a skin doctor, y'all. It's just the weirdest thing. I'm trying to get my strength back, and it's just basically waiting on the prednisone to, you know, get this inflammation down so that I can get back to working out again. Hope I can handle it. Because I started Camp Gladiator again. I'd only done it once in June, and then I got a free coat, so I wanted to double my workout time in January for a New Year's goal. And Coach Todd was so generous to give me a free coat for January. And I thought I was going week one, and after the session, he told us, because of the calendar landed in January, he said it was actually warm-up week. And so last week was week one, and I missed week one because I was sick. And so, that kind of is a bummer. So I only got 3 weeks left to do Camp Gladiator in between doing my, rec center classes, Zumba, yoga, pound. And I'm also going to do an art class on January 24th with my friend Nancy. Our libraries, a couple of local libraries do free art classes. I've gone to one of the libraries, so I haven't gone to the other one yet for art class. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I just got to get back on track. So, I love y'all. I appreciate all of you, your patience, understanding. And again, please feel free to reach out. The best way to reach me is Twitter, CoffeeTalkWC, and share your setbacks and comeback stories. And I'd love to hear them and your Super Bowl predictions too. I'd love to hear your Super Bowl predictions. I've only got a couple of minutes left here, and I really want to make sure I play that song called Time to Go Home by my favorite band, Michael Fronte of Spearhead. Check out their music and tour dates at michaelfronte.com. And this, again, is I dedicate especially to all of you, but a special dedication to our military veterans and their loved ones. Time to Go Home by Michael Fronte of Spearhead. And I'll find out after this song ends and go back to bed. I'm blowing y'all kisses, love and hugs. Good night prayers. Here's the music. Thanks, y'all.
Those who start wars never fight them. Those who fight wars, they never like them. Those who write laws, they can recite them. Go home and take our boys and win them.
those of us who just let them run free. We can move mountains. What I know. Don't take our girls away, no. Don't take our boys away, no.